Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, our headline news offering, TXF spoke with Valentino Gallo, founding partner at Javelin Partners, an independent structured asset management firm that specializes in infrastructure and trade finance, to discuss the real impact of the coronavirus pandemic on the trade and export finance market. On our essentials news front, on the 26th of March, Enova, Sempra Energy's Mexican subsidiary, signed a $395 million DFI-backed loan to finance a 376-megawatt solar portfolio in Mexico. Over in the commodity finance space, Trafigura has closed two major facilities in the syndicated bank loan markets and issued long tenor notes in the US private placement market. Global oil demand has fallen as much as 20% from last year as more countries lock down billions of people inside their homes in a bid to halt the spread of the coronavirus. Trader Vital says, Bolivia's San Cristobal mine, a huge deposit of zinc, lead and silver, has suspended operations after the country imposed tough rules to halt the spread of coronavirus, operator Minera San Cristobal said. And Ukrainian power producer DTEC is suspending operations at the Dolpilskoe and Belozerk coal mines and Okhchabrsk enrichment plant from the 1st of April because of the coronavirus pandemic. And finally, last but by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, Standard Chartered is to commit $1 billion of financing for companies that provide goods and services to help the fight against COVID-19. And those planning to switch into making products that are in high demand to fight the global pandemic. And the European Commission is to temporarily remove all countries from the list of marketable risk under the short-term export credit insurance communication until the end of the year. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.